The governor's recent veto of Senate Bill 2044 leaves the state in a position of failing to address the significant cost drivers that have affected residential insurance rates in the state. It is popular to complain about the level of homeowners' rates in Florida, but taking steps to control the costs that lead to those rates requires a delicate balancing act. The 2010 legislature attempted to strike this balance, but the governor's recent veto leaves the insurance industry and consumers alike back at square one. One of the cost drivers identified by the insurance industry and the Office of Insurance Regulation is the level of mitigation discounts. Make no mistake, the insurance industry, contractors, policymakers, and others have long said that strengthening Florida's homes is an important part of protecting lives and Florida's financial future. However, the insurance industry cannot be forced to single-handedly bear the cost of hardening Florida's homes at the expense of having actuarially sound rates. Three recent reports, including one by a state commission and one by a state university, have said that Florida made mistakes when we implemented the mitigation discount program. Correcting clear mistakes is not the same thing as taking away justified discounts. If Florida refuses to recognize the mistakes with this program, insurers will continue to allocate their capital away from the state, and those who are left will continue to need rate increases to mask the problem. Reforms to sinkhole investigation requirements never made it into the final insurance package this year. However, the state continues to have significant problems arising from sinkhole claims, particularly in Pasco and Hernando counties, and to a growing degree in Hillsborough County. As long as the cost to investigate these claims exceeds the average that insurers spend on all other types of claims, and as long as insureds can receive substantial payments for cosmetic damage and forego making repairs, the private market will not be able to survive in these areas of the state. This will make Citizens Property Insurance Corporation the de facto sinkhole facility in Florida, and its losses ultimately will be borne by all of Florida's citizens. The legislation passed in the recent session would have updated Florida's rate filing requirements in ways that still would have required Office of Insurance Regulation approval before any rate increases could be implemented. Unfortunately, the very idea that Florida might need to update its rating law proved to be objectionable, even with the OIR's continued authority to reject rates that it finds are not properly supported. As a result, the state suffers the veto of a bill that would have taken some small steps to address the underlying causes of pressure on insurers' rates. All this really means is that the problems we have seen in the insurance market over the last 2 years will continue to manifest themselves through limited capacity in certain areas of the state, growing concentrations in Citizens Property Insurance Corporation, and a continued need for rate filings. To follow these and other insurance-related issues, please visit our website at www.radylaw.com.